Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's getting live and local down here now. We're at Schmoe's Brewery. The place is filling up. I just see my buddy Cha-Cha walk in, rolled out of bed, come in to have a beer and a bacon with me. So that's awesome. We're down here celebrating Schmoe's 7th anniversary. We got 7 courses of bacon on the 7th anniversary for $7. We've got Chef Dewey from Two Chives Catering in the back. He's throwing out all kinds of goodies. We got the one I just finished, my first course, which was the Bacon Bone Crusher Stout. You cannot believe how good that is. It's a mug of the Bone Crusher Ale with the strip of bacon in it. Unbelievable.
Oh, and you got to bite a little bacon when you're...
That's right. You take that. It makes your beer a little chewy.
And I want to say thanks to some of our listeners, our regulars with Bikini and Bentley, too. Jack came out, a big Grand Rapids Christian High School fan. And we just had a family that's all excited in their Wayne State gear.
Yeah.
They heard us talk about the Wayne State and playing in the National Championship game in Division II out of the GLIAC, and they're getting set to go over and grill and watch the game.
That's right. It's starting to happen here. Come down and see us, 2600 Patterson Southeast, just north of 28th Street on Patterson, celebrating the anniversary. But right now, we're going to bowl out to Alan Bob Sports and talk to Merle Shoemaker. Merle, you're out there?
How you doing this morning, guys?
Hey, we're great. Merle, how are you?
I'm doing great. You guys do deliveries?
Yeah, we might. We just might do that for you. It'll probably be around 11 o'clock before I get there, though.
Okay.
So what's going on down at Alan Bob's today? We want to talk a little bit about the Camp Cuervo, but what else you got going on down there?
Well, we got quite a few sales going on as far as, you know, your archery equipment, so now's a good time to buy your Christmas presents. You know, all of our 2010, 2009 bows are on sale. Crossbows are all 15% off for, you know, last year's models, and a lot of those models haven't changed very much, so, you know, there's really no difference in the 10s, 11s, and the new ones for 12, so you know, they can come down and get a real good deal on those. And you know, we want to make sure that they're aware that they bring any of their old archery equipment in for, you know, the returning veterans for their camp, that we're going to give them a 10% discount on any other item other than guns and ammo or licenses.
Hey, Merle, it's Brett here, and I want to say congrats again on a great photo contest we had for the Big Buck, and thanks to the Grilling Guys. They were a part of that with our broadcast. But I'm curious, we had a record number of photos turned in. What was the final count that you guys heard locally as far as the deer population and how successful hunters were?
Well, it seemed to be this year that it was down a little bit. However, you know, with the kill being down, you know, there was a great number of photos of larger bucks brought in and you know, submitted to you guys for the contest. So in that respect, it was a successful year, and you know, we can't complain about that, that's for sure. And you know, that's one of the goals in Michigan, I know, is that you know, our goal is to improve the herd quality, not just the quantity. So sometimes, you know, you got to see a few less deer to achieve that goal.
Hey, Merle, I got one last question for you. If somebody wanted to find at Alan Bob's, where are you guys located?
We're on 3100 South Division Avenue, right between 28th and 32nd Street on the east side of the road.
Yeah, and if one of our guys out there listening, or the ladies, wants to come down and buy a bow, bring the old one with you. Donate it to this Camp Cuervo project. These are the veterans. We're either going to send these overseas, or they're going to set up a camp, which is just north of the bridge here in Michigan, where our returning veterans can use this old equipment in a recreational basis. Just a great way to recycle your equipment. Hey, Merle, thanks for your time, and we wish you a happy holidays.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, and happy holidays to you.
All right. Great. Well, that was Merle Shoemaker from Alan Bob Sports. Great partner of the show. They're doing some great things down there with collecting those bows for the veterans. So we either send them overseas or keeping them here in the state. But right now, one of our listeners walked up to the table here and said, "Hey, you know what? I'm a Mishcon gas retiree." He's one of Brett's regular listeners, and he says, "You know what? I just can't bring myself to use charcoal on my grill because
understandable.
He worked with a gas company for for his whole career.
Don't want to put your pension in jeopardy.
Yeah. If he's anything like my gas bill, he's got no worries, man.
Yeah, but, so he wanted to know about flavor. How do you add some of that extra real wood flavor?
That's right. And that's a really easy, common question, but an easy answer. And that's wood chips. There's a thing called a smoking box, which is nothing more than a little rectangular metal box that you put wood chips in. And you can buy these, or you can chip up a piece of apple wood or cherry wood, some fruit wood. But you can buy wood chips in almost any store that sells groceries and things. They'll have a few packages of them. Soak them in water for a couple hours, because that makes them kind of smoke and not burn. And you put them inside this metal box, set that right on the fire. It'll get hot enough that they'll start to smolder, and that creates your smoke. Brett, we were talking about earlier the direct heat versus indirect heat.
Right.
When you're smoking, you're putting your meat on the indirect heat and the smoke chips on the heat, that thus creating the smoke. That'd be one of those with your four burners on your grill. Maybe set the one up on the left on high, put those wood chips on there, and either set them on low on the right side if your smoke was on the left, and so on.
And there's no fear of anything as far as catching fire because of the soaking and so forth you talked about, right?
Well, and even if they did those, you're on a grill.
I'm a novice.
Right, yeah, and that's okay, but there's fire in your grill.
Right.
So it's set up to deal with fire.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, Chaz brought out from the back a little gift that he had. And guys, if you're listening out there, this is kind of cool. It is a, what do you call
it? It's a barrel stave from a Maker's Mark barrel, where they age Maker's Mark. And one of the guys that comes in and drinks beer, he knew that we did some grilling around here, and we heard us on the Grilling Guys. He says, you got to try this. This stave has been in the barrels where with the Maker's Mark for however many years, you know. But he cuts up little pieces of it, chips it up, so he gets all those really great whiskey aromas and everything in through with his smoke and stuff. And don't be afraid to go and find these little bit of exotic, you know, like the food grade type stuff, like a right. wine barrel or a whiskey barrel or something like that. Wonderful chip stuff, man. I mean, you hear about that, Jack Daniel's Hickory Smoke kind of stuff. It's that kind of thing.
Yep, it's exactly what it is. This thing's about 3 foot long, and a stave is one of the curved pieces of wood in a barrel that actually the bourbon ages in this barrel, and from time to time they have to put new barrels out.
Well, they use brand new barrels every time for whiskey.
Okay.
And so the old barrels, depending on what their next course in life is, sometimes they go to winemaking. Sometimes they go off to beer making. I know a lot of the brewers that use beer aged in wood. And then there's those of us guys that like to grill.
Right.
And we're thinking, this is smoke, baby.
That's fantastic. But, okay, well, stick with us. We're going to blow out to the Flat River Grill out in Lowell and talk to Chef Colin Jacobs. He's got some bacon ideas that he's going to be breaking down for us as well. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Must have been so bad, 'cause living women must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.